You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone. Today is Monday, April 15th. I'm so glad you could join us after a fantastic weekend of sports action. I wanted to start off the show today with the conclusion of the 88th Masters Tournament. We had the number one ranked golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, coming into the final round with a one-shot lead, and he never looked back. He went on to win this one by four strokes with a final score of 11 under. This was his second major victory, with the first being the 2022 Masters. And so with this, he joins a list of only 18 other players ever to win the Masters at least twice. So that list includes a lot of notable golfers like Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and so on. And not only that, he also clears about $3.6 million for the win, which is a new Masters record. Some of the other notable finishes, the runner-up was Ludvig Åberg. He was actually in college just a year ago playing at Texas Tech, but I thought he was very impressive in his first Masters, finishing at 7 under. We also had Tommy Fleetwood, Max Homa, and Colin Morikawa all finishing at 4 under to round out the top five. We also had Rory McIlroy finishing tied for 22nd at plus 4. Last year's winner, Jon Rahm, to finish tied for 45th at plus 9. And Tiger actually finished last of all of those to make the cut at plus 16, including a final round of 77. But back to Scottie, he just looks dominant as ever. This is now his ninth win on the PGA Tour. He's been ranked number one in the world for 83 weeks now. And he's only 27 years old with his second major. So he looks unstoppable right now. I think he's got a long way to go until we consider him an all-time great, but he looks like he has all the tools to get there. So I'm excited to see what he's able to do throughout the course of the rest of this season and beyond that. Next, I want to transition into the NBA as they wrapped up their regular season yesterday. And I love what they did here. They had all 30 teams play on Sunday afternoon to wrap up the regular season. And we had some great games here to determine the final seedings as we head into the postseason. And we'll start off in the West. We had the Lakers taking on the Pelicans down in New Orleans. And this one had some huge playoff implications. And the Lakers just controlled this one from the beginning. And they went on to win 124-108 with a 28-point triple-double from LeBron that included 17 assists. He had 13 of those in the first half, which is a career high. And Anthony Davis also had 30 points and 11 rebounds on 76% shooting. He did leave the game towards the end with some back spasms, but he put all the worries to rest after the game by saying he won't miss any time as they begin the postseason. With that win, though, the Lakers secured the 8th seed in the West, and the Pelicans actually fell from the 6th to the 7th, so they will actually have to play in the play-in tournament, and they will host the Lakers again in a rematch on Tuesday. And just below them, we had the Kings and the Warriors, who both won on Sunday, so they remain put in the standings as the 9th and the 10th seeds, respectively, and they will now play each other in the other Western Conference play-in game following the Pelicans-Lakers on Tuesday. We also had the Suns beat the Timberwolves, and so they jump up to the 6th seed, and they avoid the play-in tournament, and the Timberwolves fall down to the 3 seed after they were previously tied with the Thunder and the Nuggets at the top of the West. And both of those teams took care of business, and the Thunder actually hold the tiebreaker there, so they finish the regular season as the top seed in the Western Conference. And with that, our playoff matches are essentially set besides the play-in tournament. So that first game between the Lakers and Pelicans, the winner of that will play the 2-seed Nuggets, and then the loser will play the winner of the Kings and Warriors, and the winner of that game will play the 1-seed Thunder. We will also have the 3-seed Timberwolves playing the 6-seed Suns, and then the 4-seed Clippers will play the 5-seed Mavericks in the first round in another star-studded matchup. As we head over to the East, we didn't see as much movement yesterday as several of the positions were already locked up there. But now it's determined that the East play-in games will be between the Heat and the 76ers, and the other one will be between the Hawks and the Bulls this upcoming Wednesday. The winner of the Heat-Sixers will take on the second-seeded Knicks, and the loser of that game will play the winner of the Hawks and the Bulls for a chance to take on the top-seeded Celtics. I can't really see the Hawks or the Bulls winning two games here to make it in, but We'll see. Anything can happen. We'll also have the 3-seed Bucks taking on the 6-seed Pacers, and the 4-seed Cavs will take on the 5-seed Magic as they look to take the next step with that young squad. On the other end of the spectrum, the Pistons clinched the worst record in the league at 14-68, followed by the 15-win Wizards and the 21-win Trailblazers that will all have equal odds for the top pick in the draft lottery later this year. As we transition to the MLB, we had a wild game between two of the top teams in the AL as the Guardians beat the Yankees 8-7 in extras. The Guardians scored 3 runs in the home half of the inning and one on a walk-off sac fly from Andrés Giménez after the Yankees scored 2 runs to take a 7-5 lead in the top of the 10th. The win helped the Guardians avoid a 3-game sweep, and it allowed them to regain the top spot in the AL Central. The Yankees fall to 12-4, but they're still atop the AL East, 2.5 games ahead of the Orioles. Speaking of the Orioles, their recently promoted top prospect Jackson Holliday finally got his first hit in the 7th inning against the Brewers yesterday after starting 0-13 in his career with 9 strikeouts. He then scored to break the 4-4 tie, and the Orioles actually went on to win that one 6-4 to improve to 9-6 on the season. Elsewhere around the league, we also saw the Reds beat the White Sox 11-4 to complete a 3-game sweep, and the White Sox are now a league-worst 2-13. They are only averaging 2.3 runs per game, and they have an abysmal negative 51 run differential, which is 16 more than the next worst team in the majors. We also saw Andrew McCutchen hit his 300th career home run in Philadelphia in a 9-2 win over the Phillies. Blake Snell gave up 7 runs in just 4 innings against his former team, the Tampa Bay Rays, as the Rays went on to win that one 9-4. And the Mets beat the Royals 2-1 on the day that they retired Doc Gooden's number 16. Gooden won 194 career games with a career ERA of 3.51 for 5 different teams, but most notably the Mets. He won the Rookie of the Year in 1984, he won the Cy Young in 1985, and he also won 2 World Series championships. Despite not being inducted into the Hall of Fame, he's still definitely one of the most notable pitchers from the 80s and the 90s. And as we transition to the preview for tonight, the NBA is off as they prep for the play-in tournament tomorrow. In the MLB, we have the Twins taking on the Orioles in Baltimore, the Blue Jays are hosting the Yankees, the Braves will head to Houston to play the Astros, and the Guardians will head to Boston to take on the Red Sox. Over in the NHL, we have some notable games down the stretch, as the Bruins will play the Capitals over in DC, the Penguins will host the Predators, and the Rangers host the Senators as they look to hold on to the top overall spot and get one step closer to securing the President's Trophy. I will say, though, only 8 teams have ever won the President's Trophy and the Stanley Cup in the same season, and the most recent was the Blackhawks back in the 2012-2013 season, so winning that does not guarantee you any success in the playoffs. And with that, we will wrap up today's edition of the Daily Dime. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate the support. And if you would, please consider subscribing wherever you get your podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.